Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
In 1994, there was money to burn. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1994 brought us O.J. Simpson on the open road, and the Northridge earthquake on the not-so-open road. But a musical group's financially defiant act made 1994 a strange year. The KLF burned 1 million quid. August 1994. The KLF went by many names. Sometimes the Time Lords, sometimes the Justified Ancients of Mumu, or just the Jams. They were a British band and art collective who started out in London in 1987, and this collective was made up of only two members, Bill Drummond, a.k.a. King Boy D, and Jimmy Caudy, otherwise known as Rockman Rock. Together, they would go on to make hit after hit. They had a British number one single with the song Doctor in the TARDIS, and they went on to become the pioneers of various genres of house music, both locally and globally. Drummond and Caudy were actually so successful that in 1991, they became the biggest-selling singles act worldwide. Their hit, 3 AM Eternal, made the rounds on MTV and the music charts. From there, they went on to form their own label, the KLF Communications, and they just kept on growing and growing. Soon, they were left with only one big problem, what to do with all of their money. At first, Drummond and Caudy pumped almost everything they made right back into their productions, making their music and their performances bigger and better than they'd ever seen before. But that just wasn't enough. They wanted to send a message and spread a little anarchy while they were at it. And unlike a lot of other anarchists, these two had the funds and the audience to do it with. They defaced billboards, they broadcast nonsensical advertisements, and made weird top-of-the-pops performances. And then they decided that they just had enough of making music. They deleted their entire back catalog of music and planned an exit from the music industry, which turned more than a few heads. In 1992, at the Brit Awards, the KLF fired blanks out of a machine gun into the crowd and then left the dead sheep at the after party before formally announcing that they would be leaving the music industry to make their way into the art world. By then, they'd stopped reinvesting their royalties from their still very successful singles into their production company and had started to save them up instead. The pair were now sitting on £1 million, and the only thing they were interested in was making some groundbreaking art with it. What came next? After this break. First, they took that stack of cash and nailed it to the wall, aptly calling it their debut piece, Nailed to the Wall. And it was just the first in a long series of statements the two were willing to make with their savings. They named the collection Money, a major body of cash, and through it, they showed that £1 million in all different kinds of places, sometimes just on a table, sometimes folded up and nailed into a board. But the point was simple, to ask the viewer what the true value of art was. Each piece was labeled with a reserve sign of £500,000, and that left the viewers in a predicament. They could take their pieces apart and they would regain the monetary value of £1 million, or they can leave it there and leave it up to chance and the flow of the artistic market. For reference, £1 million today equals more than $1.2 million US dollars. The KLF weren't done with their pile of cash just yet. On August 23rd, 1994, Drummond and Caudy would make their final installation in their collection, setting themselves up in a small boathouse on the island of Jura, Scotland, with them two friends, Jim Reed, who was a freelance journalist, and a man named Gimpo, who was there to film what would happen that day. Drummond and Caudy set themselves up, and then they set fire to the £1 million. The money was divided into 50-pound notes, as it had been for all the previous installments, and it would take Drummond and Caudy over an hour to slowly feed the fire until there was nothing left. There wasn't quite nothing left, though. A later estimate would say that only about £900,000 went up in smoke that day. The rest of it went up the chimney, and a local would later go to the police and hand in around £1,500 that they thought someone had lost. No one came forward to claim the missing money, and the police later returned it to the local who found it. The event was documented in the film Watch the K Foundation Burn £1 million, which was released in 1995. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.